Good morning. We continue with our series in Olam HaYedidus, the World of Friendship. When we last left for Volbi, he was in the process of identifying to us that there is an antithesis to the world of friendship, and that is the world of foreignhood, or foreign relations, or what he calls zaros. So he says, you know, we're told to be very careful not to live in a world that's always contrasting and highlighting the other. Take a look at today's political climate. You know, we have candidates out there whose whole existence is that they're not the other guy. And what a crazy world that is when all we have is zaros. Everything can be zaros. A totalitarian regime can be zaros, and money can be zaros. And the fact is that each one has the ability to create an ideal in life that is not an ideal for us. It's actually a devalued ideal called elilus, or avodah zarah. And an allele needs to have a carbon. So, for instance, the Christian church, which we talked about yesterday, is built on love. But, of course, the love sometimes needs a carbon. And that's how we've had all the pogroms through all of Jewish history. The Russian environment, and remember, Volbi was speaking in the period between 67 and 73, when there was such a strong sense of awareness of the great communist bear, built on justice, but look how much that existed that wasn't true. As we see the KGB files coming out now, we see how much was really just built on one big lie. So the truth is, when you don't have Hashem, in your life describing things, there is those things that are presented as ideals often have karbanos that are the exact opposite, sacrifices that are not ideal. He uses one other example that's going to be somewhat controversial. He says, think about it for a second. In the realm of science, could there be anything more noble than the field of medicine? And yet, in the period of time where he was speaking, the world of transplant was still first beginning, and heart transplants were a concept that were being contested on the realm of the ethical. Rav Volbi says, take a look. For the quest for life of one human being, we are allowing a team of doctors to determine death in another human being when it's very possible, and perhaps there's evidence, that the person continues to be alive and might live for another couple of weeks. How do we have the chutzpah to go ahead and make that determination, says Rav Volbi. And a person needs to understand that he is not getting into the major bioethical issue. He's focusing on something bigger. Ideals, when they're not divine, are always open to opposites. The Catholic Church had to kill and persecute and torture many in the name of love. Doesn't sound too love-like. The communist courts had to engage in a lot of deception and thievery in order to be able to highlight the ideals of justice. Doesn't sound too honest. And the same happens over here. And that is a great challenge that exists in humankind when we have values that we call the supreme values that are often not divine. They're open to have the exact opposite happen. This is when we talk about love, Chazal tell us, V'ahavta l'reicha kamocha, zeh klal gadol b'Torah. But when we present it, we say, Ma'idasani lach al tas l'chavrach. We take big, huge concepts and we reduce them down to practical levels. And why is that? Because left unbridled and not understood with a universal concept, people will bend the idea of love to their own way. Says Rav Volbi, that's why we're lucky. Mitzvos are the antithesis. When a person lives a world with mitzvos, he can use them to combat the sense of zaros and the sense of non-absolutism in ideals in life. When you are in a relationship, mitzvos make sure that those things are not subjective. In fact, when we think about mitzvos, it's very much non-subjective, and it's greater. We have a klal in the Gemara, Gadol ha-mitzuva v'yosa mimi she'eno mitzuva v'yosa. Somebody who's commanded to do something is even greater, because he doesn't have to decide. It's not arbitrary for him to go perform that particular mitzvah. The other person offers it. Sometimes you offer something in it. You have ulterior motives. I still remember the comment that that Rabbi Soloveitchik was reported to have happened to him when a woman came to him and asked him and told him she wanted to wear a talis in shul. And he thought about it and he said to her, how about for the next couple of months you wear a talis but you make sure that it's not kosher, cut off some of the strings, and then come back to me, we'll figure it out. And she came back to him afterwards and told him about this tremendous spiritual uplift that she had because she had her talus. Rabbi Soloveitchik apparently said to her, you didn't have any spiritual uplift. What you did wasn't a mitzvah. What you had was a personal awareness and a personal connection to something that was foreign, to something that you created yourself. When a person goes ahead and has mitzvahs, they are connecting to something that's not foreign. They're connecting to something that shows us that we don't run the world. There is a sense of understanding that we are mevutal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we are sort of connecting to Him and His will within the world. Shabbos. Shabbos makes us aware that whereas all week long we're running around to make sure that we have our impact on the world, Shabbos comes along and shows us we don't run the world. And it's not arbitrary within the process. It's something that we become aware. But lest you think that our goal in life is to turn around and make ourselves small, that too is not correct. When we turn around and do mitzvos, what do? Beforehand, we recite a blessing. We make a bracha. And the bracha we make is asher kedishanu b'mitzvosav, the understanding that when you give us mitzvos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have turned around and given us a sanctification. You have raised us up. There's no other way to describe what it means, asher kedishanu b'mitzvosav. Hashem, you picked us up through your mitzvos. So when I am an eved melech, when I realize that I'm really at your mercy, I'm not really a mess. Quite the opposite. I realize that there's true. I'm not a mess. I am existing on emes, on truth. And it picks me up, and it's something holy. And in the process, I too become something holy in the process. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us that wisdom. And as you go out through your day today, look for the opportunities and make the bracha. Men realize that each time when we focus on the Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvosav. You sanctify us. You're going to eat some bread. Asher Kedishanu Al Nitilas Yadayim. You're going to turn around and do a mitzvah. Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvosav. Focus on that fact. Focus on what that mitzvah does for you simply because it's our connection to the Almighty within the process. Have a great, wonderful day.